I'm going.
Did you have the black hats before Elon wore them?
Or we didn't, no, because I think that those might have been kind of a thing that came about because of Elon wearing those.
Okay.
Yeah, and we found some, and we say, you know, they're really popular. People,
sure.
I mean, the red hats are more popular, I'd say, because they're classic, but the, okay. the black ones are, oh well. Dark mega. That's the official term, dark mega. Yeah.
Oh, now I know.
Or that's what Elon called him, at least. So.
Okay. Is that like a reference on dark branding kind of thing?
I have no idea. He got up on stage. I think it was the Madison Square Garden rally. He was wearing it. And
okay.
He was like, dark mega. I'm dark mega. We're like, all right, it's dark mega.
Interesting. All right. Well, let's talk about. Well, let's start with last. Fall for you. Mm-hmm. So obviously we caught up with you over the summer.
Yep.
What was the feeling like coming off of November and then knowing, obviously mm-hmm. you knew this race was coming
yep.
up.
Yep.
How was that transition in terms of like starting to remind others who mm-hmm. may have been like, okay, the election's over. Mm-hmm. How does that work for you?
I think coming off of last fall, we were pretty well positioned heading into this spring. We had Brad Schimmel, who's been just a fantastic candidate, fantastic campaigner. He's been out there since last spring. So a lot of our people here in the county, in Jefferson County, have already been familiar with him because he's been at quite a number of our events. He's someone who's just a go-getter. He's always out there and wanting to come to events. And especially, you know, with the favorable result of the November election with Trump winning, I think that really kind of propelled the momentum forward quite a bit. And a lot of people we're just ready and willing to get back out there and win again.
Because there sometimes is an issue with trying to keep mm-hmm. a coalition together.
Yep.
Like there's yep. that natural, like, yay, we won, I can yep. take a break. Did you run into any of those people? Have you had to like mm-hmm. try and get people back on board at all?
I think like in the immediate right after the election, like maybe like November, December up to Christmas, I think it was a little bit challenging because it's like, you know, there's of course that natural tendency to want to just rest and let's just, you know, take a little break here. But I think especially, you know, once Trump got into office, people are starting to see a lot of the great reforms that he's been working on. It really has just excited and propelled like our grassroots quite a bit.
Well, and that's winning begets an attitude that creates
yes.
more winning.
Yes.
I mean, it's one of those makes
mm-hmm.
its own gravy kind
yeah.
of things.
Exactly.
So for you personally, what have you been doing so far, and then what's in the books for the rest of the month?
Yes. So I've been since last couple of months ago here serving on the Jefferson County Republican Party board as the vice chair. So I've been helping organize our grassroots. We've been doing a lot with yard signs. We're starting to do door knocking now that it's warming up a little bit. We've really been organizing a lot of our local candidates as well, because it's a whole ticket thing. It's not just Schimmel at the top, which, you know, he realizes too, and he's working to support the lower candidates down ballot as well. So it's just been a lot of working, as you say, you know, coalition building, getting everybody back up and into a place where we can just power ahead this next month and bring home a win.
Is there a delicate balance to reaching out in an election like this? Because obviously in a partisan election, it's R&D, mm-hmm. and you may try and reach mm-hmm. over or find independence,
yeah.
but not everyone understands nonpartisan is not
yeah.
kind of a thing of
yeah.
the past for these
yeah.
Supreme Court elections. So there probably are moderates who
mm-hmm.
may have voted for a Democrat
yeah.
for Senate or for president who are more open on the Supreme Court. How do you make sure that you're not putting them off when obviously in here it's like it's Trump and Schimmel, but out there like you
yep.
there's room for people that may have voted for Tammy Baldwin
yeah, yeah.
to vote for Schimmel.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is some, especially when, you know, I know you asked about Schimmel, but just even looking at like some of the local candidates, we have, and it more so happens with them because you have, you know, with Schimmel it's up ballot, you know, most people kind of know where the allegiances lie, Schimmel versus Crawford. But you know, we even have a lot of people reach out and asking like, hey, I'm a Republican. Who are my candidates? Who do we vote for? So, yeah, there is a little bit of a balance because we're not only trying to like get, get the Trump voters back to voting for Schimmel. We're also trying to reach across, and there may be people that are that think, well, you know, we want someone who's a little bit more tough on crime, because crime is a big issue for Wisconsin specifically, and, you know, someone like Schimmel, who has a proven record of being tough on crime, and spending his life, locking up violent criminals, essentially. That's someone that those types of people want. So we are spending a good deal of time and energy messaging and reaching out to those more moderates and even Democrats, and we're hearing some favorable things.
So I know last summer and last fall, there was always that concern of, like, would Republicans that hadn't always liked Trump come around? And would they come along begrudgingly because of what they didn't like on the other side? Or would they actually get in behind once they saw what he could actually do? Are you seeing, has there been any slippage whatsoever? I know we're only a month or so in, but has there been any slippage in terms of the people who came on board for Trump, like, seeing the results or seeing what he's done and saying, I'm all in still?
To be honest with you, I've seen honestly even a more united front for Schimmel, because you're right, we did have those people, they were few and far between, but there were people that would be like, I'll vote for all the other Republican candidates, but I'm not going to vote for Trump. And with Schimmel, it seems like he's been out there, he's been working, he's been edging off any primary challengers, because primary challengers was the biggest thing that any, you know, that Trump and really any Republican candidate or conservative candidate's going to face is a primary challenger. So because he was out there and he's been out there working, people see that and they realize that. And I to be completely honest with you, I think we are in a, I think that Schimmel is in probably a better place than any Republican conservative candidate I've seen in a long while here in Wisconsin.
And that's not just in terms of advertising dollars, which he certainly is, but the ground game's still existing. And the ground game matters, right?
It sure does. It's and I think that's something that's very easy to forget, especially, you know, and with a lot of the media talking about, you know, so-and-so is spending X amount of dollars on advertising and media. It's very easy to forget that the ground game matters, that getting out there, doing the old-fashioned, knocking on someone's door, making the phone calls, sending the postcards out, it all matters.
Is it easier to do that when you're coming off a victory?
It definitely is. It was coming off of 2020, it was a little, I'm not gonna lie, it was a little rough, but it feels good. I feel like we're in an awesome place right now, and, you know, as President Trump says, you know, I hope we don't get tired of all this winning.
We went through a long stretch where conservatives controlled the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and then we've had this 1 2-year stretch where the liberals have flipped it. The fact that that exists and you can point to, here's what we saw them do, does that help the message? Because instead of just the fear of what may be, it's like, no, here's the actual evidence of what happened.
Yep. Well, and I think what helps it more than anything is you just look at the last, about 2 years here, that we've had a liberal Supreme Court in power, and just see what they've done. You can point to concrete things. You can point to, we've got the redistricting, we have the Act 10. There's just so many number of other cases that are coming down the pike here with the Supreme Court that they've already said they're going to take action on, or that they have taken action on, that we can point right to those things and say, look, you're only going to get more of this. You're only going to get more of this radical liberalism if we elect another liberal to the court instead of flipping it back to conservative control. We're going to save Wisconsin money if we flip it back.
So you were also part of the Young Republicans. What's happened there? How's that group going? And what is young people are usually the hardest to remind that there's an election in the spring.
Yeah.
How's that going?
It's going very well. And as a matter of fact, we're very excited. We're having we're working with the National Young Republicans to do a big deployment, as they call them, of young Republicans into Wisconsin. We're going to be bringing hundreds of them from across the country. And I was actually just at our spring meeting this over the weekend to try to recruit more people. And we are people are excited to come out and help with that, because it really is, especially now with the threat of possibly more redistricting and she's out campaigning on it, that she wants to essentially do redistricting so that Brian Stile and Derek Van Orden lose their congressional seats. We're at a very slim majority in the House right now. If we lose those two seats, that could be it. So I think the message, you know, save Wisconsin, we save America, is really resonating with the young people, not only here in Wisconsin, but across the country. So the momentum here is still building. We're out as young Republicans every single weekend on doors, knocking doors for Schimmel and for our other local candidates. And we're getting bigger and bigger crowds of young people to come and help every week. So,
does it seem weird to think that 10, 15 years ago, like, the candidate would have been like, please don't tell them you're a Republican. Like, let's keep the GOP out of the equation here.
I think this is something that, honestly, the Democrat Party has done. I don't like to say they've done things well often, but they have done, for a while, a better job than Republicans on getting their local candidates across the board and working also in these nonpartisan races to get their liberal-leaning candidates across the board. And this is something in the past couple of years the Republicans have really picked up on, as you noted. Where we are, we're working now to get our conservative candidates in, and it is a little interesting to think, because I've really only been around politics maybe about 10 years, and all that falls into the time frame where these candidates are more than happy to have their Republican Party tied to their name. So it is a little weird to think that there used to be an era where there was kind of that pushback.
It was a vehement pushback. You would argue with them over whether, like, Shirley Abramson would argue over whether I could say she was part of a liberal faction. And, Prosser and I would have long conversations about, well, I'm a judicial conservative, not a political conservative. Yep. The former assembly.
Yeah. Well, and I think what it comes down to is these candidates, they realize that they need the grassroots movement, they need the grassroots resources there that the Republican Party can offer. Or that, the party can't offer, essentially.
Mm-hmm. They can't rebuild it on their own.
They can't. We are, you look at the Republican Party, 72 counties have their own county party structure, many of them with hundreds, if not thousands, of volunteers willing to get out there and get some boots on the street, knock doors, put up signs. It's very hard in the typical lifespan of a campaign for them to rebuild anything like that on their own. So it's really a team effort.
Okay. Anything else you want to add?
I don't think so.
Can I get you the usual, say, spell your name, give your title,
yes,
just so I have
yep.
it correct?
Yep. John Beauchamp, JohnBeauchamp, title Vice Chair of the Jefferson County Republican Party, and the Chair of the Jefferson County Young Republicans.
Perfect. All right. So we need, if we want to get some...
Yes. Oh, yeah. Do you want me to put some of the signs together for you?
Yeah, if we can get some of the signs, that'd be great.
Do you want me to keep the mic on?